The very, very first bullet point is adherence to population standards. We know based on South Dakota's total population, if you divide that by 35, the target number is 25,333. The maximum number, if you go 5% up, is 26,600. And the bottom number, if you go 5% down, is 24,066. And if you look at this map, you need to talk about deviation. The Senate districts would have a total deviation of 12.8%. And the House districts, if you include the two split districts we have in 26 and District 28, the total deviation there is 14.35%. Should there be litigation, and I have it on good authority that there likely will be on this map, that anything over 10% deviation would go under the presumption that this map would be unconstitutional, and the burden of proof would be on the state of South Dakota.